Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Dick Matuition. We're waiting for Irv to join us. Welcome back to the call. We won't be having a call Thursday night. There's a corporate Zoom call on Saturday morning at 11 a.m., which they should have an email out on. I didn't see one today, but should definitely be out tomorrow at the latest. And then we will be back on the air Saturday night at 8 p.m. So you're connected to Blog Talk Radio, Rolling Energy, and Frequencies. So welcome to Rolling Energy and Frequencies. We're waiting for Irv, and we will get started as soon as he joins us. If you tried calling in Monday night, there was a glitch in the system that actually only allowed the host to call in and did not allow anyone else to call in. The people ended up being disconnected as soon as they announced they were going to be connected to the show and said it disconnected them. Okay, Irv.
Good evening. I certainly appreciate everybody for tuning in this evening. We're going to cover some pretty amazing information. How is the audio? Can you hear me?
It's perfect. Go right ahead.
All right. Again, welcome, welcome. We're going to cover a lot of really exciting breakthrough technology this evening. Technology that you probably haven't heard about. And as you begin to get your head around what I'm going to be detailing this evening, you better be ready for some mind expansion. Basically, the information that we're going to convey was based upon some pioneering efforts of Nikola Tesla. And I'm not quite sure how many listening this evening have ever heard of Mr. Tesla. There is a car, Elon Musk basically named a car after Mr. Tesla called the Tesla. And the reason he chose that name was because Nikola Tesla was such a futurist. And the Tesla car is very, very futuristic. The construct that we're going to be talking about primarily this evening is going to be some of Tesla's pioneering efforts back in the early 1900s. He was theorizing on something called quantum resonating energy. And it has so many implications in every aspect of our lives. And I hope that you not only listen to the information, but do your due diligence and then begin to do things to improve your life, to protect yourself from some things that absolutely are complicating your life, and begin to share it with other people. Now, little disclaimer, and that is, again, this evening we're going to be detailing information only. We're not in any way making any medical claims. We're not going to talk about any cures or any potential cures for any complications that may have developed in your lifetime. And if indeed you choose to, you know, modify any of your routines in any way, please consult with an informed medical practitioner. And the second disclaimer is related to earning income. We're going to give everyone on this call this evening an opportunity to increase their current realities, okay, much better than a government stipend. And we're not going to make any claims. We're not going to make any projections. We're just going to convey some facts. And we highly recommend, again, that you get back to the individual who blessed you with this information and get all of the details. So, That having been put out of the way, we're going to move right into the past, the future, and today. So Nikola Tesla, again, was a physicist, a mechanical engineer, an electrical engineer, and we're still trying to get our heads around some of the theories that he was working on 100 years ago. Pretty amazing. Guy certainly had some vision as to what was going to happen in our future. And had he had his way, there would be so many things that would be so much better in our world. So we're bringing to you some of them tonight. And this is where he comes into the picture specifically. In 2012, a young man from New Hampshire, Mike Hassler, was invited to the Tesla Convention. That's an event that's held regularly in which very gifted individuals are invited to that event. And Mike was invited. He was a young man at the time, and his father, Rick Hassler, who had recently sold one of his companies after 25 years of incredible business development as an Inc. 500 company for big bucks. And Rick was pretty comfortable, and that's an understatement. And when his son, Mike, you know, came to him and said, "Hey, Dad, I'm going to the Tesla convention," Rick had some reservations. Not that he didn't think his son should be there, not that he didn't think that his son was certainly, you know, worthy of being there and that the invitation was granted appropriately. But he had hesitations because Mike was a backwoods kid from New Hampshire. And the convention that year happened to be in Germany. And he wasn't quite sure if Mike was ready for that, you know, kind of major step from New Hampshire to across the pond in, you know, an international experience on his own. So there was arguments in the family for a while, and eventually Mike won out. You know, he said, "Dad, this is the biggest event of my life. I have to go." And his dad said, "You're right, Mike. You're going. But there's a catch." And that catch was, "I'm going with you." And that's exactly what happened. They went together. Vicky, you know, they went, basically, they saw, they conquered, and they came back. That was pretty much the experience that Rick, the father, had. You know, he pigeonholed all the crazy stuff that he heard. He thought, man, what a bunch of science fiction. You know, maybe it will become reality and there will be some practical, you know, glimpses of some way to use that information in 20, 30, 50 years. And that was it. You know, he kind of put it out of his mind. His son Mike, though, had a completely different perspective. And it was amazing. He said to his dad, "Dad, you know, I think I got this. I think I could come up with some practical applications, and I believe we could change the world." And his dad did, you know, double take, triple take, quadruple take, you know, because, again, he'd been in the same audience, you know, he heard exactly the same thing, and there was nothing practical in Rick's perspective. So at that point, he said, "Well, what do you need, Mike?" And Mike looked at him. He said, "Money, Dad." And that not being a big issue, you know, he said, Rick said to his son, "Well, for what?" And Mike began to spell out, "I need state-of-the-art quantum computing capabilities. I need blue light capabilities. I need the ability to begin to embed frequencies into aqueous solutions." And he went on and on, basically kind of detailing a really sophisticated quantum physics laboratory. And he, you know, kind of sheepishly said, "Dad, you know, let's get going. Checkbook." And his dad said, "Are you sure?" And Mike said, "I got it, Dad." And with that, Rick gave him the checkbook, and that was the beginning of bringing the future, the past, to the current reality for the entire world. Something practical. So in 2012, Mike went to work. It didn't take him very long to come up with something very practical. In fact, he applied for a patent, which has been granted, along with 5 additional patents over the years, and there's several others that are patent pending. the basic fundamental principles of the patent, and we will, again, for anybody that's interested, give you the website, or you can get back to the individual that invited you tonight, and they'll give you the website so you can begin to review these patents. And the government of the United States recognizes these to be facts, these to be competent inventions. And the first one was basically we isolate frequencies from a given source, and everything in our world has resonating energy. If you're looking through a windshield, if you're looking through the window, if you're walking on, hard floor or a composite material, or if you're driving on a concrete road or driving on pavement, if you're eating a mineral or taking a vitamin, if you're enjoying some kind of vegetable, the specific components of each and every one of those has a frequency of its own, unlike any others and unique to itself. And that's a fact. Everything in the universe has its own resonating energy. And the second part of the patent was that once we isolate one of these frequencies, we decide that it's something relevant, we embed it into a storage device. And I'm going to call those batteries just for simplicity's sake from here on in, because everybody could relate to a battery storing energy. Well, in this particular case, it's a little different kind of energy, but it's the same principle. It's a storage device, a battery. And what the company has experimented with over the years, and again, company started in 2012. This is 2020, so 8 years of experience. They've worked with all kinds of substrates trying to find the most appropriate modality to hold the frequency efficiently without it changing. And they found that holograms and carbon layered materials are, again, the best that they've been able to find to date. And they've tested, literally hundreds and hundreds of different varieties of various materials to try to find something more effective. And they can't. They found up to this point the absolute best. So that's the second part of the patent, and the third part is where the magic is, and that is when anything with an energy field, that would be a plant, that would be an animal, that would be a human, comes into the area of specific energy interaction by one of these batteries, and, proximal to the battery, get close to the battery. The recipient, and this is crazy, has the ability, naturally, and it's how we are all built, it's how all, of our construction energetically works. We basically begin to absorb the energy and utilize the energy as if we had consumed the original source that's emanating that energy, as if we had eaten the vitamin or consumed the mineral, or as if we had, specifically been in the, let's use the earth, the frequency of the earth. And, the reality of that is, really? Is that possible? It just, when I heard it for the first time, I said, no way. I was like with Rick, in the same court, I'm an old guy, and I couldn't quite figure that our world had advanced that much already. But the point is that somebody explained to me something very simple for me to understand, and it kind of gave me the epiphany that I needed to move forward and begin to experiment with these batteries. And once you do that and you begin to get, the benefits associated with the various batteries that have been made available from this company. They have about 200 in the works or in experimentation. I'm only going to talk about maybe 10 or so tonight. And right now, for a mass marketing availability situation, there's about 13 of these batteries right now. But you'll see that they'll roll out very rapidly after the beginning of the year. So the first practical application that the company, you know, put together was a hologram that they called Relief. And it's been improved over the years. All the naturopaths and chiropractors and medical doctors and energy healers and essential oil people that have been loyal customers getting private labeled, you know, or private branded versions of these batteries over the last 7 years would make a suggestion if they had an idea that might improve the frequencies that have been embedded into the battery. And this particular Relief battery now has more than 100 different frequencies in it. And what it provides is amazing relief. Relief for anxiety and stress, relief from discomfort, whether you've had situation for a long time or whether maybe you stretched something or, you know, you created some kind of compromise that you need relief, or maybe nausea or other conditions. It is the ultimate in simplicity for bringing relief to pets and to people. And it is a simple sticker, looks like a Band-Aid, about 3/4 of an inch in diameter. And it resonates these 100 frequencies continuously for about 72 hours, and then you just peel it off and stick another one on. Couldn't be any simpler, and certainly so much safer than, you know, anything that you could buy at a drugstore or at a grocery store, over the counter or by prescription. So if I were you and you have something that needs relief, I would be trying a Relief sticker, a Relief battery, as quickly as possible. Now, again, I wanted to kind of bring forward why I was willing to experiment with these. And this is what somebody explained to me. They said, are you familiar with the sun? And you know, what can a guy say when he's asked a really stupid question? Duh. And at that point, you know, the guy said, so you know what the sun is? And I said, I guess so, you know. And then he said, are you familiar that just simple exposure to the sun stimulates natural vitamin D3 production in your body? And I said, yep, I certainly am. I'm a guy that's outdoors all the time, and I know that to be a fact. And then he said, do you know that the body will never overdose on the production of vitamin D3 based upon exposure to the sun? And I said, well, that's interesting. And they explained to me, well, that's how energy works in the body. The body specifically utilizes energy, only utilizes what it needs, and it will never use more than what it does need. So, you know, you can't overdose. And I said, wow, that's pretty cool. And that's exactly what happens with this relief modality. You know, you may need a couple of these relief. You know, maybe you'll need more than that. If you're really massive and you have something really complicated, you may need several all at one time. But for a lot of people, you simply stick one on, and within, you know, a relatively short period of time, sometimes, you know, I've seen the craziest things, and you'll see the same as you begin to share these around the world. Some people get results in seconds. Some people get them in minutes. Some people it takes, you know, half hour, whatever. Some people it takes longer. But, boy, do they work. Another simple battery the company has is called Nitro, and it stimulates the natural production of nitric oxide in the body. Nitric oxide is a natural substance. It's actually provided through the production, and it's a gas produced within mammalian bodies in the cardiovascular system. And back in 1998, there was a pharmacologist that won a Nobel Physics Prize while basically pioneering and charting the original understandings of how nitric oxide impacts a mammalian body. There are literally encyclopedias, and there's so many scientific, you know, research studies now that you could review at your convenience if you want to really in-depthly understand the importance of nitric oxide. But what I would like you to take away this evening is that it is a natural vasculator. It specifically guides your body to allowing your cardiovascular system to disseminate nutrients and oxygen more efficiently throughout the entire body if you have higher levels of nitric oxide. If you're depleted, then your system doesn't work the way it was intended to, the way it did when you were very youthful. In fact, typically, people about 40 years of age have already lost 30% production. By the time you're 50, drops by another 20%. And then after that, it's kind of like a downhill skier racing to the bottom of the mountain. And what we typically used to describe as the natural aging process was when you got to the bottom. Well, that's not a natural phenomenon. And now we have a simple battery that could step up your game. Why is that important? Well, I mentioned oxygen, and oxygen is such a critical component of mitochondria. That's the powerhouse for every one of your cells in your body. And it's so important in so many other aspects of your life. And if you doubt that, stop breathing for a while. You know, see how that works out for you. And if you want to, you know, kind of look at the converse, then you need to hyperventilate or huff some oxygen or, you know, get some O2 drops or, you know, whatever you want to do to stimulate oxygen production, and you'll see that all kinds of good things begin to happen. Mental clarity and focus, better performance in every aspect of your life. So, you know, if you're about to go out and maybe, you know, run a marathon, would you like a little cutting edge? Athletes typically say triple the lift or, you know, triple the pump and half the recovery time. So if you're going to, you know, kind of shovel some snow, would you like to be able to kind of get through that project as quickly as possible? And as soon as you're done with it, go in and relax and recover very rapidly? Or would you like to linger and kind of try to recover and try to get your breath and, you know, take the rest of the day off because you overwhelmed yourself? Nitric oxide, almost a miracle. And a simple resonator doesn't get any better. Now I'm just going to mention the others. We have a burn, which is great for body sculpting. If you want to drop a few inches or pounds, if you want to become a little stronger, you know, kind of create a better ratio of muscle to fat. If you would like to detox naturally, get some of that chemical poison out of your system. If you'd like to suppress some of your cravings, maybe for carbohydrates and sugars, burn is perfect. How about immunity? Immunity is, you know, probably the most talked about activity on our planet right now. There's all kinds of complications going on, and it makes sense that you do everything that you can to enhance your immune system. Our immune batteries have frequencies in it that do exactly that. They have vitamin B, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, coca, licorice root, elderberry, and a cornucopia of other frequencies. And again, understand these are frequencies only, so that there are no chemical complications with any of our batteries. Boy, do they work. And then we have a CBD battery. CBD is one of the fastest growing consumer products in the world. And the reason is that it stimulates the endocannabinoid system. We now know a lot about that system. It's in all mammals. And what it does is it guides the body back into balance. And our CBD patch is superior to all other modalities of CBD. We have a full spectrum organic CBD energy only modality. What does that mean? It means truck drivers, CDL, you know, people don't have to worry about chemical complications or do active military or veterans or people that work for the federal government or state governments or universities or school districts. And you don't have to worry about dosage because, again, your body will only use what it needs and exactly what it needs. And you don't have to worry about frequency, you know. As you put one of these batteries on, a CBD battery, and we have two different versions. We have one that looks like a little Band-Aid, and we have one that's a little more permanent. It's a carbon fiber tag, looks like a pet license or a pet tag. And basically it works on animals as well as it works on humans, and they're guaranteed for an entire year. So what a simple, inexpensive way to begin to bring your body back into balance. And that's what, you know, that's why CBD is becoming the rage, because, you know, wouldn't you like to have your hormones and your nerves, you know, your anxiety and your digestive system, everything in balance? Because when it gets out of balance, we don't feel healthy. We don't feel vibrant. And then we have a simple battery that's called Revive. Anything, any complication from the neck on up. And then we have, you know, some other, you know, kind of simple modalities, but I'm only going to talk about three others right now. One is an EMF shield. Electromagnetic frequency is literally a pernicious complication in our lives. There are so many things that emit electromagnetic radiation. Your cell phone, by the way, there's more than 8 billion of those in the world now. And then your router, your laptop, your notebook, your vacuum cleaner, your hair dryer, your smart TV. It goes on and on. Everything, you know, and another one that came to, you know, kind of my attention yesterday, I was out driving and, you know, I go through the turnstile at the turnpike and I never think anything about it because I have an easy pass. Well, there you go, EMF. And I put a sticker on mine. Up till that point, I was sort of irradiating myself continuously every time I, you know, kind of got to a turnpike entrance or exit. So please consider getting an EMF shield. We have a simple little battery. Put it on the device. And it neutralizes 93% of the complications emitted by that EMF device. And we could demonstrate that. We could do kinesiology, muscle testing. When you have a EMF emitting device in your proximity, it weakens you. When we put a shield there, it will improve your strength dramatically. We also have thermographic imaging. You know, basically, when you're exposed to EMF, it raises your temperature, your brain cell temperature. Not a good thing, giving yourself a low-grade temperature. And once you put the shield within, you know, a protection field, it mitigates 93% of that complication. Especially important for your children, your grandchildren, because they have naive developing brains and it's impacting pretty much their entire brain. In chronic exposure, horrible reality. So please, you know, holiday season, best gift you could ever give, EMF shields. Protect everybody you care about. Then we have an earthing cart. And the earthing cart is phenomenal. It is a technology covered by actually two of our patents, but one is solely on the earthing cart. And what it does is, the freshness cart. I'll get to the earthing cart in a minute. What the freshness cart does is that it mitigates the development of mold and bacteria and fungi. And how important is that? Well, if you look in your refrigerator and you end up throwing things out, you'll realize that it's costing you money. If you have, you know, maybe some black mold complications beginning to crop up in your garage or your basement, oh, man, is that a bad thing. And simply by, you know, locating these simple holograms, they look like a computer mouse pad for a home computer, and they have a range of about 5 feet in every direction, and they will save you a ton of money, no question about it. In my particular case, I hate throwing out my red raspberries or my spinach. And they're the ones that bother me the most because they tend to spoil almost immediately. And once I got the freshness cards, and I have them everywhere now. I think I probably have 10 in my van alone. And I have some in my boat, my RV. I have some in the ducts in my furnace, you know, my residences. I have them in my refrigerator. I have them in my food pantry. I have them. It goes on and on. I mean, why would you not want to protect yourself from the development of mold and bacteria and fungi? And even put them in your bed, put them in your pillow. You'll see they help you sleep better. And the final item I'm going to talk about is an earthing cart, definitely the quintessential item in our product line. And what it does is it has the frequencies of the earth embedded in it. I don't know if you're familiar with any people that do earthing, but earthing probably is the simplest and most important thing you can do for creating maybe an extension of your longevity. Don't take my word for it. We have a lot of information on YouTube. If you want to specifically listen to a medical doctor as she presents the literature, what we know about earthing, and just go to tinyurl.com/Dr. Earthing. That would be tinyurl.com/DREARTHING. And she answers the question, how much earthing is enough? And what she says, 1 second is better than none. And then an hour is better than a second. And then, you know, a day is better than an hour. And a month is better than a day. And on and on. And we have the ability, simply by having one of these cards, which looks like a credit card, in your presence, we have the ability to be earthed continuously. It is an amazing construct. We can demonstrate how powerful it is. It improves strength, range of motion, balance. For a lot of people, they immediately begin to notice kind of a feeling of well-being. A lot of people note clarity and focus, calmness, just, you know, a life-improving experience. The earth does that too. But, you know, in a lot of parts of the world, in the middle of the winter, you don't really like to go outside and walk around barefoot or, you know, get in the middle of Niagara Falls in the middle of the winter. Not necessarily the most convenient activity to get earth. And it also is an EMF protector. It protects against 3G, 4G, and even 5G. So while you're driving down the road and you see all those towers around you, if you have one of these cards on you, and if you're in a car that has all kinds of Bluetooth and EMF emitting technologies going on, and believe me, most cars do, you indeed have the ability to mitigate most of the complication. Improve your life. Get a card. Share this technology with as many people as you can so that they don't become compromised with chronic exposure to 5G. And it's just so horrible. Please get the word out. We have a solution. With that, technologies of this magnitude are rare. The idea of you being privy to esoteric information, you know, being among the first in the world to become aware that these even exist, provides opportunity. And it is a huge opportunity. I highly recommend you get back to the individual that invited you to this blog talk radio show and specifically ask how you can get involved. Doesn't cost anything. It's not a matter of money. And it would behoove you, if you have any interest in acquiring these products, you can get them out of earnings if you choose. You can get them, you know, by buying them at wholesale, or you could just simply go to the website of the individual who invited you and buy them at retail. Why would you do that? So that's kind of the whole picture. You know, gave you an overview. I realize I probably confused most people, and most people are saying, I don't know, that sounds pretty crazy to me. But I highly recommend that you do your diligence. If you're a first-time listener tonight, you're entitled to some freebies. We give 3 resonators to any first-time listener that identifies themselves, and all we ask is your first name, who invited you, and where you're calling from. And at that point, we will ask you to get back to the individual that invited you, or we have a form available, quantumsolutionsnow.info. You fill in that form, you pick the items that are of specific interest to you. And at that point, your inviter will get an email and they'll be notified that you have an interest in, you know, whichever modality you spell out. They're all listed on that form. And then they'll get some videos in front of you, really brief videos that detail a little more information on the things that are of interest to you, whether it's making money or losing weight or you know, kind of getting the competitive edge or boosting your immunity or whichever, doesn't matter, or multiple items. And once you review that information, then we grab your physical address and we mail the three resonators of your choice. And the inviter gets rewarded. That's why we ask for who invited you. They also get two resonators. And each one of those resonators is good for 3 days. So you as a first-time listener get a 9-day supply, and the inviter gets a 6-day supply. Unlimited ability to get as many of these resonators. Just start inviting people to this show. Two for each person. Invite 5 people on each show. That would be 10 a night. You can accumulate literally bushels of these if you choose to without any expense. Now, the other side of that is as you begin to share this information, if you're a brand partner, and again, it doesn't cost anything to be a brand partner, you have the ability to earn income. So when somebody goes to your website, which is provided free to you, and makes a purchase, you get paid. If you choose, you can begin to go to the next level by buying a package, and then you have the ability, once you buy a package, they run from $99 up to a little over $3,000, and the higher the value of the package, the more value built into the package. So if you're a chiropractor or medical doctor, or you have a floral shop, or you have a fruit shop, maybe you want to get serious and get some inventory on hand, and you can. And as you begin to invite people that choose to become part of this company as a brand partner, you have the ability to get overrides on each and every one of their sales. So there are fortunes to be made. You could do part-time activity. You could earn part-time income. You could get a little more serious, develop full-time income working part-time, and you can literally create a legacy. So it's in your court. Don't procrastinate. Take action tonight. Join us. With that, Richard, do we have anybody that is a first-time listener? Simply press 1 on your phone, and we will alert you with the last 4 digits of your phone number, and you'll be live. Again, just simply press 1 so that you can be heard. Richard.
Okay, the person we had just un-won themselves.
Cool.
So again, if you're a first-time caller here, here we go. We got to come back again. Okay, 6702. What's your name and who invited you to the call?
I'm Barbara and Kim Houston.
Okay.
Great.
Super.
Welcome. And where are you from?
I'm from Hickson, Tennessee.
Oh, great. Well, we have some activity in Tennessee, not enough. And ultimately, I'm just kind of willing to bet. I haven't been in Tennessee for, maybe 3 months or so. And when I was there, there were some cell phones there. Do they still have cell phones in Tennessee?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm willing to bet that you can, pretty much, go to, go shopping, get all your Christmas shopping out of the way, and everybody that you see with a cell phone, you could say, hey, is that protected? They'll look at you and say, from what? Or they'll say, how? Or what do you mean? That's how big this opportunity is. So that's just one aspect. Was there anything specifically that you heard this evening that you have a question about or that you, kind of have an interest in?
Yeah, I have some interest in. Kim Houston is the one that introduced me to this stuff, so I give her the thanks for it.
Terrific. Well, get back to her, and again, she'll have some more information for you to review. And as a first-time listener, you'll be able to get your 3 patches. So when you watch the videos, then, she'll either alert us directly or you could fill in the form, and that way we have you in the system so that we'll make sure that you don't get shorted on getting your resonators. And that site for you to fill in the information with her name as well as the specific modalities of interest is quantumsolutionsnow.info.
That sounds good.
Appreciate your being aboard. Stick around. We're going to have some testimonials coming up.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Okay, if you're a first-time caller, please hit 1 on your phone, and then in a few minutes we'll end up going into some testimonials. But if we have any other first-time callers who would like to announce their name and who invited them, then you can complete step 2. Step 1 is that you joined us. Step 2 is that you tell us your name and who invited you. So is there anyone else who's a first-time caller who would like to just say hi?
Don't be shy. We don't have any. We don't have any complications here. You know, even you're just talking to a friend on the telephone. You know, keep it simple. Maybe a few people listening. It's like the old party line, for those of us old enough to remember that.
I'm old enough, Irv.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we don't have any first-time callers, but we'll go to a testimonial, and we'll start with one of our fun members here.
Great.
Hi, this
okay,
is Carol.
Okay, Carol, go ahead.
Carol, welcome, welcome. I'm smiling ear to ear every time I hear your voice. It just resonates energy, and it's marvelous.
Well, guess where I got a lot of that energy.
From we're listening.
Yeah. I mean,
great.
With the energy comes a lot of joy, too. So they are just well worth it. But anyway, I don't know if you remember, probably been a month ago, I was talking about this moldy cookie. So I've had it in the refrigerator all this time next to the food freshness card, and I can't believe my eyes. I cannot find a speck of green on that cookie anywhere. It's like it took the mold out.
Wow.
That doesn't possible, but I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
So, pretty amazing.
And anybody could replicate that experiment. Simply just, you know, get something that already has a little mold on it, you know, maybe your applesauce or your milk or whatever, and you know, put the freshness card in proximity to the molding complication, and, you know, preferably split the cookie in half and, you know, put half of it or whatever, the applesauce in half, and put half in the same conditions with one with the exposure to the freshness card and one without exposure, and maybe even take photographs. I mean, you'll see the, you know, once mold begins to develop on the one that is not specifically influenced by the freshness card, it will progress very, very rapidly. And in the case of the one that's on the freshness card, it, you know, will slow that process. And in this particular case, we have an example that it literally has made the mold back up and move on.
It just doesn't seem scientifically possible, but I'm looking at it.
I see it.
I also have a question. I'm trying to help a couple people that drink too much, and one of them doesn't want to drink so much. And I'm just wondering if anybody has had success with getting them using the CBD patch or whatever, and therefore not even wanting so much alcohol?
Well, there is on YouTube, again, this has nothing to do with our technology, but if you do a YouTube search and type up, you know, type in alcoholism and CBD, you're going to run into a lot of medical doctors that specifically are touting CBD as a dramatic tool for helping with any kind of addiction response. And when you, you know, review some of the, you know, outstanding information that's available there, you know, I think you'll conclude in you know, I don't have any specific experience, but I know how valuable CBD is to help improve people's lives. So I think once you review, you know, some of those videos, you'll begin to understand, since we have a form of CBD that resonates continuously, you know, they don't have to worry about, you know, dosage or frequency. It will, you know, if what you learn from these doctors that are, you know, working clinically with lots of people already, you know, a lot of their patients, and they're having such great results, I think you'll, you know, kind of put the dots together and decide that we have something really formidable that could help a lot of people.
Okay. Would you recommend maybe several of them to start with? Or...
Yeah, well, we it can't hurt anything. See, you know, our CBD is, you know, basically all you're trying to do, and what you're, what you'll find with addiction and recurring addiction is that typically there are stressful events, okay? People that are drug addicts or, you know, or people that tend to, you know, key in on abusive use of substances tend to key in under circumstances, okay? And a lot of those are stress-related circumstances. So, you know, simply because the endocannabinoid system, when working appropriately, avoids a lot of that complication related to having stress, they won't have, you know, a reason to kind of hide in a bottle or whatever. You know, it just makes a lot of sense, and it's pretty simple to understand when you put your head around it. And we have a simple solution. And the question is, you know, their body mass and, you know, how much chemical substance is in their body when they start using it. I mean, you know, there's some people that never get the substance out of their body. They're just chronically intoxicated in one way or another. I mean, you know, not maybe having high levels of alcohol or high levels of a specific drug, but psychologically they're, you know, kind of really compromised, and it may take, you know, a little additional impetus to get the endocannabinoid system to begin to, you know, balance out that stress and anxiety. And, you know, so there's no downside. I mean, bottom line, you know, put on several patches if they don't feel something with one.
Okay. And I'm not judging them at all. I think we all have some kind of addiction, whether it be food or work or whatever. But anyway, I know the CBD patch, I have tried my whole life to relax, and it took 2 hours of massage to get me relaxed. And that CBD patch gets me relaxed. I love it.
Perfect. Yeah, I have a CBD tag on, and I find that it's just a real nice way to be, to have your body in balance and, you know, whatever, you just react normally instead of course, you know, if a bear, when I'm out in the woods and a bear, you know, kind of, if I go into the cave and there happens to be a bear that's still awake in that cave, I mean, my adrenaline still pumps up, but once I get out of the cave and the bear stays in the cave, I recover much faster. I mean, you know, it's just the way the body was intended to work. But ultimately, unfortunately, with the crazy toxic loads and all the complications we have in our lives, most people are chronically stressed and they just don't calm down, you know, fast enough after an episode that gets them anxious. Well, CBD helped.
I was so, stress was, it was so prevalent for so long that it became a habit. I remember I'd get up as soon as my feet got out of bed on the floor, I'd go into emergency mode. When there was no emergency, it was just habit. And it was crazy, and I knew it was crazy, but I couldn't stop it.
You're not alone. You know, share with the world. We have a solution, inexpensive solution, one that everybody can afford. Everybody can afford.
Yes, and like you said, it just makes you feel normal.
That's right.
It's not like a tranquilizer or anything like that. It just makes your body feel right, like it's supposed to feel.
That's what it does. It's, again, the endocannabinoid system is all about bringing your body to homeostasis, to balance. We're meant to be in a balanced state.
Yes. Yep. They're really, really great. Well, thank you again.
Thank you. Always a joy, no question. Thank you. You know, each time we all smile when we hear you. So come back often and bring lots of friends.
Okay, bless you. You make me smile. Love you.
Thank you, Carol. Again, if you're a first-time caller, you can press 1 and you can get into our queue, and we can just looking for your first name and who invited you to the call. Meanwhile, if there's anyone else, any of the brand partners who would like to share a story about how the products have helped them or the business, please hit 1 and you can jump in line here too. Here we go. Hold on a second. Let me see if we've got. Okay, we'll go. I was just checking to see if we had a new one. 0202. Go ahead, Mark.
Oh, hi. How you doing? This is Mark Andio. And I have a testimonial that is, for me, pretty profound. I injured my foot, my ankle and my foot. And I've had swelling in my leg before that. So it went on for about 4 or 5 days and didn't really get that much better. But at some point, the swelling increased, and I don't know what happened, but at one point in my life, I had gout. And it seemed like the pain that I had was a combination of gout, swelling, and injury. And it's the worst pain I've ever felt.
I'm sorry if I can interrupt. Okay, we do not talk about medical conditions, and we don't mention the word pain. And I know it's very, very complicated, you know, because, again, we're not medical practitioners, and we're not addressing any specific medical condition. We're just guiding people to energy modalities that will help the body heal itself or bring itself back into energy balance. Go ahead, Mark. Sorry.
Got it. Thank you. No. Thanks for correcting me. I need to smack myself for that. I had this discomfort in my foot that was the worst discomfort I've had for a long time. Don't know what it came from, but I've had pain before, and I've gotten relief from a card, and so I thought, well, I'll try it out. I put the card on, and I actually duct taped it to my foot. I had trouble sleeping. It was, you know, so much discomfort. And it took about 8 hours or so. And I got up the next day, and I was totally able to walk. And I'm walking right now, and I don't have the card on it. So that's my testimonial, and I'm ready to go dancing. So that's my story. Thanks.
Appreciate that very much, Mark. And also for first-time listeners and people that are relatively new, the cool thing about the earthing card, which does help a lot of people, and again, when you review that video, tinyurl.com/Dr. Earthing, you'll understand why it has such a prevalent impact on relieving discomfort, because it has major impetus at reducing inflammation. And inflammation is one of the, you know, kind of most common reasons that we have discomfort. And having that earthing card is, you know, just a chronic exposure to the frequencies of the earth. And it just makes a difference. Now, here is the point that I wanted to make. And that is, amazingly, the earthing card has, again, these amazing frequencies embedded into it. And when water or any aqueous solution is exposed to the card, so you can literally take the card and run water over it and collect it in a vessel. And then, if you want to, you can pump spray or sponge the water that has been influenced by the frequencies of the card onto an area of complication, and you'll get the same, you know, results as if you had the card taped to that part of the body, or, you know, exposing that particular part of the body to the card on an ongoing basis. For some, you know, circumstances, it's, you know, it's so much simpler just to have a little 2-ounce pump spray bottle in your purse or somewhere on your nightstand or so, and, you know, spray an area and keep, you know, every once in a while just reapplying the earth energy water to the area of compromise, and you'll amaze yourself. No doubt, I've seen it so many times, and it doesn't become any less awesome every time I see it. It's just, you know, such a miraculous technology that we have, and unlimited possibility. I am looking at, and this is you know, kind of we're looking into the future, and I have no idea, you know, how far into the future we're looking, but I have right here beside me a little bottle. It looks like it's about 5 inches tall, has a pump spray, you know, pump sprayer at the top, and it has 2 stickers on it, and those stickers say right on them, freshness card. Now, the interesting thing is, you know, pretty much we are an amazing technology with research and development ongoing continuously. And as a consequence, we have the ability to do a lot of different things with the various frequencies as to the substrates we apply those frequencies to or we embed them into. And here's a good example that on this bottle, which, you know, you can fill it up with any fluid you want to, and it will definitely immediately begin to enjoy the resonating energy of the freshness card. And these are really cool gold stickers. They're about 1.5 inch by 1.5 inch. And there's 2 of them on this bottle, and it came directly from company. Our company has a prototype. So, you know, there's so many things we can do. You know, we're into a very innovative company with the goal to ultimately come up with better and better and better solutions to some of the most complicated issues in our world. Anybody else like to jump forward and give us a little testimony? Just press 1.
Thank
if you'd
Mark.
Like to.
We have another person right here, 2568, 2568. I believe you're Sarah. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. It's Sarah Haller calling from Northern California, and I wanted to give a little testimonial. I've only had
Great.
My patches. Yeah, thanks. I've only had my patches for a few days, and I've been using Nitro, and I've been having some sinus stuff going on, so I tried some immune patches, and also, wow. So I'm very excited about it because I have a lot more energy. I'm generally a napper in the afternoon. I'm 61, and I do enjoy a nice nap, but the last few days I have not napped, and when I wake up in the morning, I think, well, I might as well get up instead of turning over and going back to sleep. I've been getting quite a bit done, and I actually feel like exercising again. So I'm calling those win-wins and looking forward to sharing some more as time goes on and I see more changes.
dynamite. And all I can say is you're going to experience things that, you know, your initial experiences are nominal compared to how much better things will get. Chronic use of all these modalities, and as you begin to combine other ones, you try the sleep patch, you try, you know, whichever, you know, ultimately they're all amazing. Maybe, you know, the burn patch, get a little detoxing going on, get some of the load that you're carrying chemically out of your body, and you'll see the CBD patch. There's a lot of things that ultimately will up your energy levels and bring you back to a much, much healthier version of yourself.
I'm looking forward to it.
We're looking forward to hearing about your journey.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Thank you, Sarah. Anyone else? Any new caller? If you'd like to felt more comfortable now, I'd like to announce your name and who invited you, or any of our brand partners. If you'd like to share one of your experiences with us, just hit one. Press one. I'll share a story I haven't shared yet on this one. Gary drives across the country and back every week. That's a lot of miles. I drive 5 minutes to 10 minutes to do something, usually a meeting for about 2 hours, and I drive back 5 or 10 minutes. That's the extent. When I was driving down to Orlando just after Thanksgiving, my right knee, which is, had to stay in a basically static position on the gas pedal, started to give me some discomfort. And I've run into this before on long drives, but I guess I'm out of shape for driving as far as having to stay in one position for so long. So I happen to have a nitro patch taped to my left wrist because they told us how good beneficial that can be. So I pulled that off and put it on my knee, and within a few minutes, bam, gone. My knee was back to normal, so back to homeostasis. And I drove the rest of the way there in total comfort. So sometimes it may pay just to have an extra sticker sticking around someplace that you can move to another place, particularly, and I don't know about you, Irv, but every now and then I do something. Well, let's say just plain stupid. You know, you're going to lift something too heavy or move something or stretch too far. And it's nice to be able to, since Joy and I are both retired, to be home and just go get a sticker and put it on and have some relief from the relief. So anyone else, if you want to share a story or if you're a new caller, just press 1.
I concur with, and you know, absolutely a great idea. You know, I typically put a nitro patch on my left wrist, and I put a immunity patch on my right wrist, about maybe 2.5 inches from, maybe 3 inches from the hand, the end of the hand, and I have to tape them there because I have some hair there, and they don't stick very well. And the cool thing about having them taped there, I use a waterproof, hospital adhesive tape, and, it's perfect. I mean, I never really thought about, you know, if something goes wrong and I happen to need to get some immediate attention to a specific area, but there they are. I mean, I certainly have a nitro ready to move, and now I'm ready to move it because, yep, you brought it to my attention. That's a great idea.
It's good to have them handy. Well, no one else is pressing 1, Irv.
Okay, well, in that case, let me, you know, again, wish everybody a, you know, grand holiday and hope everybody has, you know, kind of a very quantum blessed reality and understand that, you know, because of the holiday, we will not have tomorrow night, Christmas Eve, we will not have a blog talk radio show, but we'll be back as per our regular activity on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. And Saturday morning at 11 a.m., corporate is going to basically have the webinar in which we're going to be sharing some testimonials. So should be a really grand experience. And we'll get to, you know, kind of have personal experiences with some of our brand partners that we don't know around the world. And I think you'll find it to be eye-opening when you hear just amazing results that people are experiencing. So with that, thank you, Richard. Thank our guests. Thank our first-time listeners. And remember that we indeed offer freebies to every single brand partner, unlimited availability. You could reach in to our wallet and grab as much money to purchase these freebies. You don't have to pay for them. You know, somebody else is paying for them. So simply begin to step up your game, invite some people to this radio blog show. And each time you successfully have a guest on that goes through the regular process of identifying themselves, you know, filling in the form or getting back to their sponsor so that they indeed get the information of interest to them, they get three resonators, and you, the brand partner, get two, unlimited. So get her done, accumulate a lot of freebies, and it's pretty easy to invite, you know, anybody. I mean, today, while just out doing some stuff, I happen to be in Michigan right now, and I had the opportunity probably to talk to at least 40 people, and I gave them a physical invitation to our radio blog show. And of course, it's the holiday, and I didn't expect, you know, any or very many to show up tonight. But when you begin to, you know, talk about Nikola Tesla, and you begin to talk about the fact that they could get absolutely free some technology that, you know, will improve their life, and that it was inspired by Nikola Tesla, you're going to get some people willing to listen to this call because you have sparked them and sparked their curiosity. So spark somebody's curiosity for Saturday night and Sunday night and Monday night and begin to get your free resonators. With that, I certainly appreciate everybody's time. I certainly appreciate everybody's effort. And if there's anything that I could do at any time to help anybody, please don't be a stranger. With that, have a great evening, and we'll hear you after the holiday. Bye, all.
Thanks. Goodbye. Good night, everyone. Thanks, Irv. Thanks for joining us tonight, everyone.